I called her yesterday and I called her today. She was filming yesterday, but she didn't go today. I asked her not to go today. It's on Independence Square.
What's your perception of what's going on right now?
Because I spent 47 years in Ukraine in this communist system, so I see this from my first-hand knowledge. And I don't think it's a perception. It's just it's my view on what's going on.
And what is your view of what's going on right now?
My view is that the president of Ukraine, which was a criminal, he was in jail when he was young, and then he was continued to be criminal, but he was like the top of the mafia. And he became the governor of a very mafioso region in Ukraine. And then he was promoted to prime minister and then to president. And he is a creation of President Putin. When I read the memories of Condoleezza Rice, and in her book she stated when she was visiting President Putin, and he opened the side door, and from that door, current president Yanukovych came, and he introduced him as a potential, as his body. And it was well before he was president. So that's what it is. It's Putin needs to recreate a former Soviet Union of some sort. And he stated that dissolution of former Soviet Union was the greatest catastrophe of the 20th century, which Ronald Reagan called the Soviet Union an evil empire. But this KGB guy, for him, it was a tragedy because, you know, there is no empire. And so he wants to recreate empire, and he's doing this by any possible means. And there was information yesterday that they took some soldiers who was on Square of Independence. And he had identification of Russian army on him. So there is a great suspicion that Putin already is sending unofficially, secretly, his special forces to suppress uprising.
And do you think that there's anything the U.S. can do to help the situation at all?
Absolutely. First of all, yesterday's call of President Obama was extremely helpful. They planned to use army to dismantle the uprising. And President Obama made a call to President Yanukovych of Ukraine. And almost immediately, announcement was taken back that they are not doing it. So this shows that the United States of America's most powerful country can do a great help to Ukrainian people when they want to live in democracy, when they want to go and unite with EU, European Union. And that's what America can help. And now, secondly, it's very important to stop bloodshed. And in White House today, they expressed outrage of the killing of Ukrainian forces, snipers, by innocent people and in a peaceful uprising. And so it is helpful. But I think the government of United States and its president, Obama, should do more.
What part of Ukraine did you live in when you were there?
Kyiv, 30 years.
And so are you concerned about your daughter since she's there in the middle of all this?
I concern, and I told her that she may leave and come here. She is permanent resident. I simply cannot speak.
I really appreciate you talking to me, Dr. Kalinske. I know that this must be a difficult time for you with your family being over there.
Thank you.